Improve anything yet. I'm not used to the glasses at all. Rabbi Titanic has the outside for his mother. We dedicate the learning Lezecha Nishma Soisha Ita Basra Moshe. Last week we learned Chulin Daf Chofem at base. We'll do again the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks of the beginning of the second Mishnah, Chofemid Beis. Mishnah speaks about Temed. Temed is what, like us, Kool-Aid. You take regular water and you mix in a little flavoring. But here, you don't mix in flavoring. You take regular water from the tap and then you put it together with the leftover pulp and the pits from grapes that were squeezed out to make wine. And this is the garbage just left over. But if you soak the water long enough, with the pulp and with the seeds, so then it's going to turn into temet. It'll have a good flavor. So it'll reach a point that it'll turn it. It'll have oomph to it. It'll have such a strong flavor. It'll taste a little bit like wine, not stam like Kool-Aid. Tastes like it itself turned into wine. So the Mishnah draws such a distinction. Temet achalo hechmetz before it has this oomph of a flavor is dina kimayim. What's the din of mine? Eina nikach b'kesa maisa. When you have an Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows is tevel. Fruits, vegetables, grain, bebelach, whatever grows is tevel, you're not allowed to eat unless you mafrish shumus and maisvis. So the first year and the second year of the Shemitah cycle, after you mafrish shumus gedoyla, you take out 2% shumus gedoyla, then you take 10% of what's left after the 2% is taken off as maisa rishon. Then 10% what's left after that you take off as Maisel Sheni. So the Maisel Sheni is supposed to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it. But the Pasuk says, if it's so, you had a bountiful year, you have so many oranges, you're going to get sick if you're going to bring all these oranges to Yerushalayim and eat them. Or it'll be so expensive. It'll be more expensive than the whole thing is. The transportation will be so expensive. So the Torah gives us a kula that can be paid in the Maisel Sheni, wherever it is, outside of Yerushalayim, take the money to Yerushalayim. So you can't buy water though. You have to buy food, you can't buy furniture, you can't buy clothing. You have to buy food. And the food has to be premium karka. So you can't buy water. So the Mishnah says, the temet, achalo hechmetz, before it has this oomph of a flavor, before it has, it doesn't have the strong flavor, so it's regular water. In a nikach, water with flavoring. In a nikach, the kesef maisa. You cannot. So if I, let's say I come to Yerushalayim and have maisa sheni money, and I buy a bottle of water. So the maisa sheni money retains the kedusha. I gave the maisa sheni money to the storekeeper. He gave me a bottle of water. So the bottle of water does not become nitvas b'kedushas maisa sheni. Usually, when you eat maisa sheni, you say bracha. Bar pri hadama. Let's say you bought the potatoes. Say bar pri hadama. You have to buy something like tor and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. There'll be item of men b'tumah. You're not permitted to consume the maaser sheni in the state of tumah, whether you're tumah or the maaser sheni is tumah. So you have to buy, let's say, potatoes. Then when you eat it, you say bar pri hadama. Then you say asher kedusharim v'sas v'zvan al achilas maaser sheni. Like on Pesach night, you say a bracha motzi lechem min haaretz, and then you say the brichas hamitzvah asher kedusharim v'sasan al achilas matzah. So when you eat maaser sheni also. So if I buy a bottle of water with maaser sheni money, the money, the kedusha and the money does not transfer over to the water. When I drink the water, I just say plain old shahakal nebedvara. And the money that the shopkeeper has retains its kedusha as maaser sheni. He's not allowed to put it in the bank. He has to use that money to purchase some other kind of food, prima priva gedule karka. Yeah, the Mishnah says you cannot buy, right? Cannot buy salt, you cannot buy one tanoch, you can't buy fish. Can't buy fish, you can't buy mushrooms, also not gidulikarka. That's right. So the Mishnah says the temed before it has the sumph of the flavors, dino kimayim. If you have gimalugim, 3 gallons of maim shuvim fell into a pit, fell into a mikveh before it has memsoh. Once the mikveh has memsoh, you can pour in all the maim shuvim that you want. Maim shuvim is water that was contained in a container, in a bucket. So that's a din. Gimalugim, maim shuvim, pasels a mikveh. What is a lug? A lug is 6 beitzim, I think. No, just a minute. Yeah, a lug is 6 beitzim. So 6 beitzim is maybe a quart. A quart? So a quart is lug. So gimalugim is 3 quarts. 3 quarts of maim shuvim will pasel a mikveh if it doesn't yet have a boim saw. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. Once the mikveh is full, as many a boim saw, we got to a mikveh as much more than a boim saw. A boim saw is the minimum, a tiny mikveh. So once the mikveh has the boim saw, you can add all the maim shuvim that you want. So the din is, maim shuvim only pasels if it's maim. Let's say you have gallons of wine that are contained in a barrel or contained in a bottle, and you pour it into the mikveh. That's not gimalugim. Only pasels if it's maim. If it's may peiris or something else, doesn't pasel the mikveh. There's a different din. There's a different halacha. Let's say you have a kosher and mikveh, and somebody takes a bottle of a gallon of wine, purple wine, and he pours it into the mikveh, and it changes the whole color of all of the water in the mikveh. It doesn't look like water anymore. It looks as if it's some kind of a wine. So that's a psul midirabbanan. In our Torah, there is no such halacha midirabbanan. It's possible because a mikveh is only good if it's mikveh maim. You have to have a boim saw of water. If you have a mikveh of a boim saw of may peris, that's not acceptable. So if you put in a liquid that has a different color and it caused the whole water of the mikveh to change its color, so that's a psul midirabbanan. The mikveh is nifsal b'shinui marav. But the shinimara, the Mishnah is saying in mikvah, shinimara only is possible if it's caused by a liquid. If it's caused by, let's say, you have a pellet of what do they throw into a mikvah?
Chlorine.
So they can, you can either pour in liquid chlorine, which is green, or you can pour in. So if you pour in so much liquid chlorine that the whole color of the mikvah changed, so then the whole mikvah would be possible. Rabbi Tendler said that you would burn your eyes if you'd go to such a mikveh, that it changes the color. He says it's impossible that you put in so much chlorine that they would change the color. We asked him, but the mikveh looks green. So he said, no, because the wall is painted green. The floor is green. But he says it can't be that the water is green because of the chlorine. Anyway, but let's say you take a pellet of chlorine and you throw it in. So even if it would succeed in changing the color, the Mishnah says that doesn't pass. The only time Shinimar passels is if it was caused because of a liquid. So because a liquid that has a different color is a meperis, and if a liquid causes the whole color of the whole mikveh to change, that's a gzera midirabbanan. People will think that you're allowed to be toivel in a mikveh of memsoh of meperis, which is not true. Mikveh mayim, says in Chumash, has been a mikveh of water. So Shinimar passels. Here the Mishnah says, posel some mikveh, the temet before hechmetz is dina kemayim, even though it has a little flavoring in it, dina kemayim, and mayim, gimalugim mayim, pasels a mikveh. What about misha hechmetz? If the water was sitting so long with the pulp and with the seeds of the grapes that it now tastes like wine, mamsh tastes like wine, then it's dina kiyayin, the whole thing is dina kiyayin, and the din is number one, nikach the kesef maiser, you're permitted to purchase it with the maiser sheni money, and then the kedusha and the money will go on to the wine, and then you say bar piagof, and asher gerusham tzavano alachidas maiser sheni, you say the 2 brachas, and then the money will be yotzei lechulin. When I give the money to the shopkeeper who sold me the barrel of wine, or the barrel of the temen misha echmetz dina kiyayin, so then the kedusha maiser will go off from the money, go on onto the temen. Then a posel is on mikvah. If I carry the temen misha echmetz in a container in a barrel, it doesn't have a din of gimalugim maim shuvim, because it's not maim, it's mei peris. And mei peris, gimalugim mei peris, doesn't pasel a mikveh. So the Gemara wants to know, how does this Mishnah, which distinguishes between kemet, temet, kodim shehechmetz, versus temet la'achas shehechmetz, kodim shehechmetz is dina kimayim, la'achas shehechmetz is dina kiyayin, how does this compare with the Mishnah in, where is it, Mishnah Maisris, that doesn't make such a distinction, makes a different distinction. Mani masnis, and whom does our Mishnah follow? It doesn't seem to follow either opinion in the Mishnah in Maisris. Le Rabbeinu, le Rabbanan, this none. Usually we say the Tanya if you're introducing a Braisa. Here you're introducing a Mishnah, so the Girsa should be Disnan instead of Ditanya. Disnan, we have a Mishnah, Hametame. Person made them, it means he had the water sitting and soaking together with the pulp of the pulp with the seeds of the grapes for a long time. And it doesn't say before Hechman Slachem, doesn't say, it makes a different distinction. He put a certain amount of water, he knows exactly how much water. 2 gallons of water, and then when he comes back at the end of a week or two, it's also 2 gallons, the same amount. If he would put in 2 gallons of water and then come out later that there's more, it means that a lot of flavor, so much flavor came out from the pulp of the grapes that a lot of it entered into the temet. But we're talking what's a ktei midos? He finds the same amount as when he put the water in 3 weeks ago, same amount. So the Tanakhama says putter, you putter from Chumas and Mises, because it's plain old water. It's not considered a yayin. It's not considered a pri. You're not mechuyev to be mafresh chumas and maisis on water, mechuyev to be mafresh on a pri. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Says no, it is dinah kipri, even though he found the same amount of water. So the Gemara wants to know whom does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah makes a different distinction. Not matzah kedei midasa versus matzah yosim kedei midasa. Did he find the same amount of water or more water? It draws a distinction where the hechmetz kodim shechmetz lacha shechmetz. So the Gemara says money. Whose opinion is it? 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Chavheim base. Mora says, Mani hu shita does the Mishnah follow? I Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, you never chayiv. Afagav the hechmetz would appear from the Mishnah Maisris, even if it's the exact same amount of water that I put in 3 weeks ago as now, it sounds like even hechmetz, they say it's still not a priest, still dina kimayim. So our Mishnah doesn't seem to agree. And here, Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, I've got the law hechmetz. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say you have to have hechmetz. So the Gemara doesn't know whom does the Mishnah follow. So that's what they're going to work on this Gemara. So the Gemara says, first answer is going to be a machlokes amarayim. How to read the Mishnah. So the first answer is, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Bar Avuda. Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuda, he heard directly from him, the only time there's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Maisris, whether the temet motzek demidosa, he found the same amount of water now 3 weeks later as when he put it in with the pulp of the grapes, the whole machlokes, the whole meduber only is kishahechmetz, when it was sitting so long then it picked up the umph of the grape flavor and it tastes like wine. That's not like Kool-Aid. A shvacha flavor. That could taste like wine. The only time there's a machleke b'shehechmetz machlekes, and our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Chachamim, even if hechmetz is still dina kimayim, it's not dina kipri. V'chein am Rabbi Yosef, v'chanina k'shehechmetz machlekes, the only time there's machlekes in the Mishnah in Maisris is hechmetz, and the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. We shouldn't paskan like that. We probably paskan like the Chachamim. Yochid v'rabim halocha k'rabim. Fine. That's the first opinion. That's Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman quotes in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuha. So then he continues, V'yom Rab Nachman Am Bar Avuha, quotes another thing that has to do with Temet. What if I took my Sesheni money and I bought Temet Kodim Shehechmetz, which you're not supposed to do? The Mishnah says, Temet Atzol HaHechmetz Einan Nikach L'Kesel Maisa. So I violated the din in the Mishnah. I took my Sesheni money and I buy water. So I buy water, the Kedusha does not transfer from the Sesheni to the water, and the money that's Biyad HaMoicher, the one who sold me the bottle of water, the money still retains the Kedusha, and he has the obligation to go buy some Baka Batzon V'yayimshach. He has to buy some Prima Pivik Gedula Karka, then transfer the Kedusha onto. So Rab Nachman says, in the name of Rabbi Bavua, what if I went ahead and I violated the din? I bought Temet Shalakocho B'Kesef Maiser, when it tasted like plain water then. But then I let it sit long enough to live the sof, hechmetz. I've already separated it. I had the temet, the water was sitting with the pulp of the leftover pulp of the grapes, and I already separated it, and now it tastes like plain water, and I buy it with moist maaser sheni, you're not supposed to do that, but now I wait a week or two, and I didn't put in any more grapes, and now it tastes like v'lebesof hechmetz. And later on its own, it has the flavor of wine. So Rab Nachman says, "Name Rab Barbu Achidish, Kana Meiser. I say it's a Gloy Milson. I'm afraid that even last week when I bought it, it already was a Priya at that time. It just didn't have a chance to develop sufficiently. But since later on it develops on its own, I already separated the water from the grapes. Since it develops on its own, it turns into Hechmetz. So it's Igloi Milson L'Mafreya, my timer. Igloi Milson L'Mafreya, this indicates the Peruhu. When I bought it before Hechmetz, it was already a Pri. Freg de Gemara, so how do you deal with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if you have Temet before Hechmetz, Eilen Nikach B'Kesef Maisa. So I can understand you shouldn't buy it because it may turn out later that it's not going to become Hechmetz. But the Mishnah sounds like it's absolutely not. Eilen Nikach B'Kesef Maisa, period. That's the end of the story. Why is that the end of the story? Why don't you say, wait and see? L'chatchili shouldn't buy it, it may turn out to be plain water. But then wait and see if it turns out, if it becomes Hechmetz by itself. Rav Nachman says it'll be Gloy Milson L'Afreya, that it is one. It doesn't sound so for the Mishnah. Freg de Gemara, Ela Masnis, and Ektani Hechmetz, and Hechmetz Loi. Dilma, maybe, Yishavke, if you let it sit by itself, Havi Machmetz. So why is it so clear cut in the Mishnah that if you bought the Temen Kodesh Hechmetz, the Maaseh Sheni does not become a Chulo? The two things, there's Pinyin Maaseh Sheni and there's Chilo Maaseh Sheni. It's a different bracha. Pinyin Maaseh Sheni is Chutz L'Yerushalayim. The farmer lives in Kiryat Shmona, he lives far away. It'll be too expensive to transport all of the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. So he recites a bracha, Shekhin Hashanah, and recites the Svano, Al Pinyin Maaseh Sheni. And he has to have cash. He can only shove a kesef, it's not Dina Kikesef. Usually when we get married, we should nicknes be kesef. But we don't give kesef under the chuppah. You give a ring. You give shava kesef. So shava kesef is dina kekesef. Let's say you have to do pinyan aben. So you have to give 5 shkolim. So the halacha doesn't insist. You have to give. There isn't even a heater to give 5 shkolim. They'll give a talis. Talis zel pinyan bnei. Egel zel pinyan bnei. You give the kohen something that has the value of 5 shkolim. It's good l'chatchila because shava kesef is dina kekesef. And call it tarakulam. Whenever there's a din of kesef, the halacha says shava kesef is just as good, with 3 exceptions to the rule. So one of them is the real din deraisa, a pinyan maaseh sheni. It says with tzarta hakesef biyadecha, the Gemara says it has to be kesef sheyesh olav tzur, has to be cash. Can't use shava kesef. That's why people who spent a year or two in Eretz Yisrael, so they have a coin, they have a big Israeli coin, and they bring it back with them to America, and then when they buy Israeli products, the Mafish Maaseh Sheni in America, then it continued to be paid on the Israeli coin. That's not acceptable. The Israeli coin in Eretz Yisrael is kesef. It's legal tender recognized by the Israeli government in Eretz Yisrael. But in America, American money is kesef. Israeli money in America is shoveh kesef. It's shoveh a little bit. The Israeli money has a shoveh kesef. A shoveh kesef is not good. Kesef means whatever is legal tender recognized by the government of that country. So that's one of the 3 dinim. That's shavu kesef, lavki kesef. The other din is machza shekel. Every year when you have to give machza shekel, so the Brisa says in Chorus on Daf Nun Aleph, you have to give davki kesef. That's a question. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes about that. He thinks that that's a din deraisa. Some say it's only midrabban. He thinks that that's a din deraisa also. And the 3rd din in the Brisa in Chorus is clearly a din midrabban. When you go on Shalosh Shugol and Pesach Shavuos Sukkos and you buy an oilas riya, so there's a takana midrabanan that you have to pay for the oil asriya davka with cash. You shouldn't buy it with any shavu kesef. You shouldn't save over a transistor radio, something of value, as a tape recorder or something, and then assume I'm going to come to Yerushalayim and buy an oil asriya, and I'll pay for the oil asriya with the transistor radio.
You could have bought it with American money. You could have bought it with American money.
That's a question, yeah. Yeah, the Pashtus is Israeli money in America for sure is not Kesef. That's a question. American money in Israel, that's a question. Could be that it is Yitzhak Baitzor. You know, it's not legal tender. It could be that anybody would accept it. That's a deal. But Israeli money in America for sure is not Kesef. It's not Yitzhak Baitzor, yeah. So the 3rd din, that's only din de Rabbanan. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why. Why they made such a takana de Rabbanan? They were afraid you may set aside this tape recorder, it's worth $200. And by the time you come to Yerushalayim, there may be so many of these. You set it aside 2 months in advance of Pesach Shavuos. So you come to Yerushalayim, turn out that it's only worth $5. The value went down. So they made a takana de Rabbanan, make sure you take money with you. You don't bring shavu kesef.
What about actual silver? Could you use that? let's say it's not accepted as legal tender.
No, silver is shava kesef. Kesef means kish, legal tender. And the kish doesn't matter whether it's silver or gold or copper or paper money, that's a big deal, whether paper money is dina kikesef or not. But all coins are considered kesef, even if they're not silver, but and a slab of silver is considered shava kesef for these purposes. Word kesef means silver, but in this context, word kesef means kish, as opposed to commodities. The Gemara, the first half in Perek HaZov in Bava Metzia, divides everything in the world into two categories. There's tiva and there's pera. Tiva means matbea. Matbea means cash. And then pera means commodities. So a bar of silver is pera. And coins are considered tiva. That's matbea. Matbea is kesef, legal tender. Yeah. So the Gemara asked the kasha. The Mishnah says, sounds like it says that if you buy temed, kodim shehechmitz, the kedusha doesn't transfer from the money onto the temed. Period. That's the end of the story. But according to Rabbi Nachman, who quotes Rabbi Baravua, it may turn out later that this is going to turn into chometz. It's going to already have the flavor. And it'll be a gloy Muslim affair that the time that I bought it, it was already a peyre, because it had the potential to develop later on its own. I already separated it from the pulp of the grapes. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Dilma, perhaps, the line begins with the word Dilma, around seven lines from the top. Perhaps a shafke, if you would let it sit by itself, if you wouldn't drink it right away. Havi machmetz, and for the Gemara, pshat in the Mishnah must be, kishishir memena b'kais v'la hechmetz. He took my Sheni money, and he purchased Tam and Kodim Shehechmetz, and then he saved some of it on the side in a container, and he waits a couple of weeks and nothing happens. It doesn't turn into Chometz. It's Igloi Milsa de Mafred. That is just plain mine. Even if you let it sit, you're not going to wait a year. You wait a couple of weeks. If it doesn't turn into Chometz in a week or two, so it's just plain water. So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah must be talking about a case, and who came to Pshat? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Doesn't say that. So the Gemara a lot of times gives a doichik. He left over some of it. Well, it didn't develop with a spunk, with a flavor. So this tema doesn't count. That's what Rav Nachman quotes in the name of Rabbi Barvur. That's his Pshat in the Mishnah. And Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi says it wouldn't appear so from the Mishnah. You're giving a ganzo kimta pshat. He left over a little bit, and it turns out that it didn't turn into chometz. He says it wouldn't appear so. It would appear the Mishnah sounds like it depends on now. Doesn't appear like Rabbi Nachman quotes the name of Rabbi Barvu. If it turns into chometz later, it's a glowing Muslim afreya that even yesterday, even last week, it was also pre. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi disagrees. When it says Omar Rava, it's a new member. Rav Amar means he's disagreeing. Rava disagrees and he says against Rav Nachman, Omani Ar Mishnah sounds like even if later on Hechmetz, it doesn't help. If right now it tastes like water, is Dinuki water. So the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni doesn't transfer. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbecha Menuri. There is a Mishnah in Mikvos. It's quoted in Makkos. People who learn Makkos remember from the beginning of Makkos, but the Mishnah is in Mikvos. And the context. So Rabbi Chemenuri is talking about a din derabbanan, but the Gemara says the principle behind the shita comes from a din deraisa. Our Mishnah is talking about a din deraisa. If you take Maaseh Sheni money and you buy water, it's not nitzvus b'kedusha. If you buy yayin, it is. If you buy peiros, it is nitzvus b'kedusha. So our Mishnah is discussing a din deraisa. Rabbi Chemenuri is talking about a din derabbanan, about gimelugim ma'im shuvim. But called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. All the dinim derabbanan have to be patterned after dinam deraisa. So Rava claims that our Mishnah is taking a stand on a din deraisa. Is Rabbi Chemenuri who says such a thing on a din derabbanan? This not. What does it say? So the Mishnah has the details of the dinam of gimelugim ma'im shuvim. The Tanakhama says, in order for three, what did we say? A quart, a lug is six beitzim. So it's approximately a quart. Probably the volume of six eggs in a quart. So if you have three quarts of water that were contained in a container, in a bucket, in a barrel, in a bottle, whatever, and someone poured it into the mikveh, gimel lugim, I'm shuvim, if you pour it on the ground, gimel tvachim, on soft earth, put on the ground or on concrete, also like that, as long as it's not tile. Karka roy levloya, and it rolls gimel tvochim, so then it undoes the psul of shuvim. All the water in the world by now is shuvim. There's a water cycle. So all the water in the world was contained in a container at some time or another. So the answer is, once the water goes back to the sky, then it comes down again, you start all over again. But not only do you start all over, when it rains on anew, you don't say that the rain that came down was held in a barrel last year or 1,000 years ago. So even if you roll it on the ground, also takes off the psul of gimalugim, maim shuvim. Doesn't have the din. That's called hamshocha. Hamshocha. The Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. What if the whole mikveh is shuva shim shichu akula? The entire mikveh is maim shuvim. You took barrels of water and you rolled it on earth until it rolled into the mikveh. It was rolling on the grass. So do you say, so shu, if you have gimalugim, maim shuvim, which you rolled on the earth, rolled on the grass, Amshocha takes off the psul of shuvim. What if the ganze mikveh, the whole 40 sur, shuvashim shechu akula, the whole mikveh, I used maim shuvim on everything, and I did hamshocha on everything. Does hamshocha take off the psul of a mikveh where the whole mikveh is shuvim? Gibbelugim maim shuvim is only a din derabbanan. What if the whole mikveh is shuvim? So that's a machlekes, big machlekes in Tosfos Dari and Rabbeinu Tam. Then you look, is that a psul deraisa, a psul derabbanan? You look in Shulchan Aruch, vaita machlekes, the Mechaber paskins, that all of maim shuvim is only a din derabbanan. Gimelugim maim shuvim before they have mem saw. So the din is that pasels the whole mikveh, you have to leave out all the water till you no longer have gimelugim, and then start filling it up all over again with kosher mayim. And then there's another din up, the whole mikveh is, the whole mem saw is shuvim, is also pasels. So Mechaber holds that all the dinim of shuvim, everything is only derabbanan. And the Rama is machmer that it's not so. That if the whole mikveh, if Rav HaMikveh or Kol HaMikveh is Maim Shuvim, means all 40 saw, or 21 saw. If you have 21 saw Shuvim, and 19 saw not Shuvim, so Rubik Kukuloi, so I say the whole mikveh Kulo Shov, so the Rama is machmer that Kulo Shov is absurd there. I say. We have a lot of Kulas in Shuvim, because Shuvim is only the Rabbanon. So the Rama says all the Kulas only apply if you just have an issue of Gimalugim. But if you have Rubo Shov or Kulo Shov, that's a Psul Deraisa, so that's no good. That's a Psul Deraisa, you don't have any of the Kulas. So that's a Machlek, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in a Mishnah in Tmura. What's the din of Shuvashim Shechu HaKula? Does Hamshocha take off the Psul of Shuvim if the whole mikveh is Shuvim? Maybe that's a Psul Deraisa, and Hamshocha only takes off the Psul Derabbanan of Shuvim. That's one of the rare cases where the Raman quotes a Machlekes. The Rambam writes in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, he's not going to quote Machloikas. The Mishnais is full of Machloikas. Rav Tarfon, Rav Akiva, Rav Lazar ben Azariah, the Gemara is full of Machloikas. Rav Shmuel, Abai, Verava, everybody's Machloikas. And then you have Goinim, the Goinim have Machloikas, the Rishonim have Machloikas. So the Rambam writes he's not going to quote Machloikas, just going to quote one Psak. But every so often the Rambam does quote that there are those who hold Fakeret and I hold like this. So this is one of the rare cases where the Rambam quotes the Goinim that they were Makel even in Shuvashim Shechu Akula, and he's Machmeh, he thinks that the Shuvashim Shechu Akula is no good. Hamshocha is only good on the Gimelugim. So the Tanakam in the Mishnah says that in order to have the Din Derabbanan, this Halacha Derabbanan, the Gimelugim of water, 3 quarts of water that were carried in a bucket in a container, if you pour it into the mikveh before it has the mem saw, you have to let out all the water until you no longer have gimalugim and start filling up the mikveh all over again. This only applies if it was gimalugim of water that looks like water. What if you have 2.5 lugim of water and then you pour in some skim milk and then half a lug of skim milk and the gimalugim looks like water? The milk wasn't so white that it should change the color of the 2.5 lugim of water. It looks like it's gimalugim of water, but it's not. So it has to be gimalugim of water, and it has to look like water. What if you had gimalugim of water, but you poured in a little orange juice? Or you poured in a little wine, and it changed the color, so it doesn't look like gimalugim of water. It looks like gimalugim of wine. So also it doesn't pass. In order to have this psul derabbanan of gimelugim, Tanakama holds, in order to have the psul derabbanan of gimelugim, maim shuvim, pasul mikveh, you have to have, it should be 3 full lugim of water. If it's chasa kurta, chasa a little bit, and you pour in a little milk and everything looks like water, it doesn't passel. And even if you have gimelugim of water, but it doesn't look like water, when you carried it in a container, you had already poured it in so much wine that it made a shini mara, so the psul of gimelugim doesn't apply. So that's the Tanakhama's opinion, that in order to passel the mikvah, the gimelugim amshum, you have to have mara mayim, and it has to be actually mayim. You need both in order to have the chumra. And Rabbi Menuri disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Menuri disagrees, and he says, Hakol holech achar hamara. Rabbi Menuri says, let's say you have 2.5 lugim of water, and you pour it in 1/2 a lug of skim milk, and not so white, and the whole thing looks like water. So even though it's not gimel lugim of water, milk is not mayim. If you have a mikveh, a memsa of milk, it's not kosher. Milk is like meperis, it doesn't count. You have to have mikveh mayim, it has to be water. So even though you don't have gimelugim or water, but it all depends, if that's what it looks like, so the din of gimelugim applies. Hakoholach achar hamare. So Rava says, what do you see from Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? The line begins with the word hamare. What do you see from Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? Lav amar Rabbi Yochanan. Don't you see from Rabbi Yochanan? Basach hazusas linon. All depends, what does it look like, even though in truth, it's not water. It's only 2.5 lugim of water and 1/2 lug of white wine or 1/2 lug of milk. So it depends if it looks. So that's a din de rabbanan. Gimel lugim amshum is only din de rabbanan. But the Rav is assuming called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. This indicates what Rabbi Menuri holds on the level of deraisa. Whenever you have a din deraisa, where are you going to have a din deraisa? Zakt over here. I have temid achaloi hechmetz. If I let it sit. I'll remove all the grapes, all the seeds. I'll just leave the temed in a container by itself. If I let it sit another week, it'll turn it to hechme, it'll turn it to chometz. But right now, it looks like plain old water. So since now it looks like plain old water, so Rabbi Chaim Nuri disagrees with what Rab Nachman said. Rab Nachman quoted before name of Rab Ravua. If you have you took my sheni money and you bought temed achala hechmetz, so at that time it looked like the my sheni money, the kedusha didn't transfer over to the temed, but then you let it sit for a week and then it turns into hechmetz. So it's a glowing muslim affair. It was peri, it was ready yayin at the time that you bought it. So Rava said, so the Gemara said there's a problem. The Mishnah doesn't seem to say like that. So the Gemara gave a doichik answer. We saved some of the hechmetz and we saved some of the temet in a kli and it wasn't hechmetz. So we see that it wasn't sofa lahechmetz. So Rabbi said, doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So Rabbi answers, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Chaim Nuri and his sheet is even on the level of the raisa. Lav amar Rabbi Chaim Nuri basach hazusas linon. If it looks like water, is dina ki water on a level of the rabbanon. Chanami hitozil basach hazusa. It goes by what does it look like, the mare, the time of the chazusa, the flavor right now. If you let it sit for another week, maybe it will become hechmetz. But right now, when you would put it on the ma'aser sheni money, time of a chazusa, the high mayaninu, this temen kodesh hechmetz, the flavor and the mara looks like water, so it's dinika water. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah, I started to say before the two different brachos, two different mitzvahs. One is if you have the peris ma'aser sheni chutz yerushalayim and you put it onto money. Then you ask me davki kesef, not shavu kesef. So you say bracha shekirushan b'mitzvah yisavu tzivano al pidya ma'aser sheni. Then when you take money to Yerushalayim and you go tell the shopkeeper, I need flesh that's tohar, I need baka b'tzayin yayim v'shecha, I need food that's tohar, I'm going to have a whole suda, a ma'aser sheni suda, and he sells me this stuff. So as I'm about to give him the money and the kedusha is going to transfer from the money onto the food, I recite a bracha shekirushan b'mitzvah yisavu tzivano al chilu. When you pay the chutz Yerushalayim onto money, that's called pinyan. And when you switch the money onto food in Yerushalayim, and you're going to eat that food, b'kedusha v'tahara, that's called chilul ma'aser sheni. It's a different nusach habrocha. And then when you eat it, then you say whatever, shehakol nir b'dvara on the flesh, or bar pi adama, or hamotzi lechem en haaretz on the bread, and then you say, shekedushan b'mitzvah yisav b'tzimano, al achilas ma'aser sheni. That you say the birchas hamitzvah, three different mitzvah: mitzvah pidya ma'aser sheni, mitzvah chilul ma'aser sheni, and then a mitzvah achilas ma'aser sheni. Yeah, say bracha when you mafresh truma gedolah ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. Each time you do a hafrasha, you say a bracha. Yeah.
Why would you place a case when you separated the tumen, did you say you took out the seeds and the pieces of the grapes?
I think if you didn't take it out, even if it turns into chometz a week later, it can't say gloy milson my friend that when I bought it a week ago, it was already dina kipri. If I would have separated the pulp with the seeds at that time, it wouldn't have turned into hechmetz. So I think the
isn't that what chemet is? Is it a combination of the pulp with the seeds?
I don't think so. No, I think you let the water soak with the pulp and the seeds for long enough, and then it gives it a flavor. So sometimes it'll sit so long, you'll succeed in making a hechmetz. It'll have alcoholic content in it, and sometimes it'll be low hechmetz. But if it's originally low hechmetz, and then it's hechmetz lebesof because it's still sitting with the pulp, so then you can't say it was always pre. It became pre later. I think so. There is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Can you jump over here? Let's say the farmer has tons of oranges. Tons of oranges in Kiryat Shmona. And he's not going to eat all these oranges. He's going to get sick if he eats all the oranges in Yerushalayim. And it's going to cost him a fortune to transport it all to Yerushalayim. So instead of doing it in two steps, he doesn't want to be paid onto money, take the money, and then go to a store in Yerushalayim and buy Bokovitz son of a Yaino Sheikher. Let's say he has salami sandwiches that he has in Kiryat Shmona that are Tohar. He has salami sandwiches in a freezer. He wants to switch the Kedusha from the oranges directly onto the salami sandwiches and bring them to Yerushalayim in the freezer and eat it. So can you do the Chilul directly? Do you have to first do Pidyon and then do Chilul? Or can you do Chilul directly from the original Maaseh Sheni Peres? So the Rambam writes like a Dovah Poshet. He doesn't even write Yeroyali. He just writes, he can even do directly. He can take the original Peres Maaseh Sheni and switch the Kedusha from the Peres Maaseh Sheni, the original Peres Maaseh Sheni, and say the bracha al chilul ma'aser sheni. You can do the chilul chutz Yerushalayim. It's not a halacha that says you have to do first pidyon. It's not a halacha that says you have to do the chilul in Yerushalayim. You can switch it directly from the Paris onto the bucket b'tzayin of the Yainu Hashecha. And the Ravid says, where did he get this one from? You have to go in order. First you have to do pidyon, and then you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then you do chilul. You can't jump. You can't skip a step. Machlok is the Ramam and the Ravid. And the Din Deraisa. How do you read the Chumash? Yeah.
But
if you
can do
chilul
outside Yerushalayim?
Yeah, you can. The Gemara recommends. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama recommends against it because the money is not going to get ruined, but the salami sandwiches may get ruined on the way to Yerushalayim. Then you'll be left with nothing. The Gemara says that it's not a smart idea. The Rambam quotes the Gemara also. It's not a smart idea to do the chilul chutz Yerushalayim. Whether you're going to first do pidyon and then do chilul, or do it directly, either way. The Gemara says, not a smart thing to do, because the food may get ruined. Then you'd be left with nothing. Shain, this is interesting, that Rava takes Rabbi Chaimanuri's din in the Mishnah, which is only a din de Rabbanan. He says, the din de Rabbanan reflects what the din de Raisa is, and our Mishnah is a din de Raisa, that we treat it like, we treat the temed, Kodim Shehechmetz, even though Lebesof will be Hechmetz, we treat the Tem and Kodim Shekozman, the time on the Chazusa doesn't look like Temen, it looks like plain old water, and right now it tastes like plain old water, so we treat it like water, because Hakol Halach Achar Amara. I would have thought that Rabbi Chaimanuri's din is only a din de Rabbanan, but again to the din of Gimalugim, that's the Rabbanan. So Rabbi says, Achidish, no. The Shita by the din de Rabbanan reflects what he holds on the level of their eyes. Okay.
Does that mean that since we don't pass like Benuri, then we don't pass like his Mishnah?
I think so. That's what it should be. Yeah.
So how are you part of the salami sandwich?
Freezer.
What do you do with the salami sandwich when you go to Yerushalayim?
You eat it. You eat it.
Well, is that a pigeon then? Is that an act of pigeon?
No, that's the achila.
No, but you said... The example you gave, can you do the chilul first?
The Rambam has, you can do directly chilul. I take a ton of oranges, which are worth so much money, and I transfer, I'd rather cheat Maaseh Sheni, and you transfer the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni from the oranges on that value. You have so many salami sandwiches, transfer the Kedusha onto the salami sandwiches. So that's called chilul. Chilul is when you have the final food that you're going to eat.
The Chilul of the pigeon is the same thing.
Right, the Rama holds that you don't have to have the pigeon, you can do directly Chilul from the original pair.
But that means they're both together. It's not that there's one
standard,
because there is no pigeon according to the Rebbe's example.
Yeah, here there's no pigeon, right? Usually you do pigeon onto money, and you say bracha al pigeon ma'aseh, then you take the money to Yerushalayim, then you say bracha al chilul ma'aseh. And the Rambam says you can leave out the intermediate step, you can go directly.
Yeah.
Then you have to make sure the salami sandwiches don't get ruined, so you have to hold them in a freezer. Shouldn't get spoiled, So now the Gemara says, Opliga de Rebbe Lozer. Who is Pliga the Rebbe Lozer? What does Rashi say? Hod Omer Rav Nachman Liel v'shehech mitzmach leikas, the top line on Chavov Amin Aleph, the last line on Chav Hem and Beis. The Gemara asked on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about Temet. It depends. Kodim Shechmetz versus Lacha Shechmetz. Kodim Shechmetz is Mayim, Lacha Shechmetz is Yayim. So the Gemara says it doesn't correspond to either Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, even Matzah Kedei Midasai is Dina Kipri, it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisris, and the Chachamim say only Matzah Yosef Kedei Midasai. If he finds the same amount of water after a week or two of soaking with the pulp of the grapes, same amount of water, so it's mine. So no one made a distinction between Kodesh Shechem and Slach Shechem. That was the Gemara's question in the beginning. So Rav Nachman gave the answer, and he said, the whole discussion there in the Mishnayos and Maisvus is, Kishehechmetz machlokes. Kodesh Shechemetz, everybody agrees there never was a machlokes. Kodesh Shechemetz is water. Lacha Shechemetz, so then it's a machlokes habyur in the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon say, Lacha Shechemetz, it'll only be Dina Kipri, if it's Yosef Mekedei Midosa. He put in 2 quarts of water, and now he finds more than 2 quarts of water. So then it'll be Dina Kipri. But if Matzah Kedei Midosa not, Rabbi Yehuda says no. If Lacha Shechemetz is Dina Kipri, even if Matzah Kedei Midosa, he finds 2 weeks later, he finds the same amount of liquid as when he put it in. So that's what Rav Nachman said on the top line. So now the Gemara says, Upligo, that member of Rav Nachman, in interpreting the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Mishnah Maisris, is in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, they all learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So they're the first generation. Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael was a Rabbi Elazar. There was a Talmud, Rabbi Elazar. There was a Tana, Rabbi Elazar also, but this is Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. So the Amora, Rabbi Elazar, in Eretz Yisrael, they could get smicha. And Bobon, nobody had any smicha. Rabbi Nachman was a reverend. Rabbi Elazar was a real rabbi, not Stam a reverend. Because in Bavel, nobody had any smicha. You can't confer smicha in Bavel. Rabbi Elazar had smicha from Rabbi Yochanan, who lived. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Rabbi Nachman lived in Bavel, and he gave this whole interpretation. That's in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who lived in Eretz Adam. Rabbi Elazar, Akol Moedim, Rabbi Yud and the Rabbanan, argue whether Yechayv to be Mafresh, Trumas and Maisus or not. The whole machlek, they would all agree, everyone would agree, Shema Fishmola Mimokam Acher, LMK in Hechmetz. Do you consider this Vada Yayin? The Temed. You consider it Vada Yayin? Or is it a Safik Yayin? Could you be Mafresh from this Temed Misha Hechmetz on some other wine? Let's say I have different farms in Eretz. I grow grapes, and I made wine out of the grapes, and I have tevel all over the place. And then I bring all the barrels of tevel together. So I want it, instead of taking out 2% and 2% from every barrel, so let's say I have 100 barrels. So I'll take 2 barrels and designate them as Truma Gedolah. Then I'll designate 10 barrels of Maaser Rishon, 9 barrels of Maaser Sheni. You have to be mafresh 10% of what's left after you took out the 10%, so that's going to be 9%. After you took out 10%, you only have 90 units left. So 10% of that is going to be 9 for Maaser Sheni. So what's the din over here? I have barrels of real wine, then I have barrels of Temed Misha Hechmetz. Can you be mafresh from one on the other? So Rebbe Elazar makes a comment. Hakol Moedim, all the Tanoim agree, Sheim Afish Malo, Mimokam Acher, Elam Kein, Hechmetz. If the Temed was Hechmetz, then it's Vada Yayin, and there's no machlokes, and everybody agrees. Vada Yayin, you can be mafresh from this on that. The din is, you can't be mafresh, menachiv alapotah, menapotah alachiv. Let's say I have some wine is only chayiv in shumas and maisis midirabbanon, and another wine is chayiv min haTorah. So the wine that's chayiv only midirabbanon on the level of the raisa, it's potter. So if you be mafresh from that onto the real tevel deraisa, from the tevel deraisa on that. So minachiv ala potter, minapotter ala chiv. The whole afrosh is not chayiv. And if they're both chayiv, one is chayiv deraisa and one is chayiv derabbanon, teignish. You're not supposed to do that afrosh. So he says over here.
What's the case?
I have a lot of wine. I have different farms in Eretz Yisrael. And now I make barrels of wine. I have all the barrels of wine in the same location. I have 1,000 barrels of wine. So I don't have to be mafresh. This barrel, this wine grew there, this wine grew there. It doesn't matter. Wine is wine.
Take 2%.
So you take off 2% from the whole thing. What if I have temid? Some of it is real wine. I squeezed it up in the grapes. And some of it was temid. I had water from the faucet, water from the tap, and was soaking with the pulp of the grapes. And it turned into wine. So can you be mafresh from the temen on the wine or the wine on the temen? Zokta, yeah. If the temen is echmetz, l'chol adei is beiler abuda beiler rabbanon. So when is there a machlekes abuda nerabbanon? So when is there a machlekes? Only if loy echmetz. And that's in disagreement with Rab Nachman, because Rab Nachman says on the top line, kishe echmetz machlekes. The whole machlekes in the Mishnah in Maisris is only. If the hechmetz, koyim shehechmetz l'chol adeis, it's not chayv in shumas maisis. And this Rab Loza says it's not true. L'acha shehechmetz is kuli alma. Everyone agrees you can be mafresh from the temid on the yayin, the yayin on the temid. It's not. It's all deraisa. It's all the same level. It's all in the same boat. It could be we happen to paskin that shumas maisis bizman hazeh is all derabbanon. That the Gemara says in different places, and the Rambam quotes that. Atrumas amaisis bizman hazeh is only the rabbanon. That's the question. Why is it only the rabbanon? What does the Gemara mean? In different places, the Gemara says, but maisis bizman hazeh, it's only the rabbanon. So some say the Sefer Atruma, right? Sefer Atruma is written by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. It's like a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it was written by a Bala Tesis. He always sneaks in a chiddush. Every third or fourth paragraph, he has a chiddush of his own. So the Rabbeinu Baruch is of the opinion that at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, Batlo Kedusha Soaretz. So Bizman Bayis Sheni, Trumas and Maisis was their Raisa, because Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. And after the Churban Abayis, there's no Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, Loi Kitcha, Lasi Lava, so all the Trumas and Maisis is only the Rabbanim. The Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam and Rav HaRishonim hold that the Kedusha Shnia, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Rishonim, you see, Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, he should walk around the borders of Eretz Yisrael and he will acquire ownership. So Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have Kedusha yet. It only got Kedusha Soretz in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun when they conquered the land. So that's called the Kedusha Rishayna. Taisus in Yivamis and Daf Pei Beis quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel has everything off kilter. He says Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avraham Avinu. And Kedusha Shni was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So Taisus says everything is kakai. Taisus says the days of Avraham Avinu he acquired ownership of Eretz, didn't have any kedusha yet. The days of Yeshua ben Nun they conquered the land. So the kedusha came al yedei kibush v'chiluk. It took 7 years to conquer the land, as it says in Sefer Yeshua. And then the Gemara has an oral tradition, a historical tradition that doesn't appear in Tanakh, that just like it took 7 years to conquer the land, it took 7 years to do the whole chalukah, to divide the shvatim and the mishpachas and the yechidim. And when the chalukah was completed, that was the Gemara of the Kibush, so the Kibush was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, there was a diyun. Should we assume the Kedusha remains even after the Churban Ha'aretz, even after the Churban HaMikdash and the Churban HaMedina, or not? So the accepted opinion is that Batlo Kedusha Saretz. Since the Kedusha Saretz, the first time around, rested on the Kibush, so once the Kibush was undone, so the whole Kedusha vanished into thin air. But then the Kedusha Shnei was not based on Kibush, because they didn't have any independent Jewish government until the days of the Hashemarah. That was several centuries later. So Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha without any Kibush. So since the Kedusha Shnei in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, when they came back after the 70 years of Golas Bavel, since the Kedusha Shnei of Eretz Yisrael didn't rest on Kibush, so maybe it shouldn't be undone when there's a Churban HaMikdash and a Churban HaMedina. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara where the Kedusha Shnei was Kitcha Losilov. So the Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTrumah, he's a Shita Yechidah. He holds that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha Saretz disappeared. No more Kedusha Saretz Yisrael. And all the other Rishonim hold not so. The question, Rashi maybe holds like the Rabbeinu Baruch. There's such a Rashi in Sanhedrin that the Beis Halevi talks about. But the Pashto says most of the Rishonim say that the Kedusha Shnia that was created by Ezra and Nehemiah remains even after the Churban by Sheni. So when you say that Trumas to Maisus Bisman says the Rabbanan, why is it the Rabbanan? Why isn't it the Raisa? If the Kedusha starts as the Raisa, so the Rambam says a Trumas to Maisus Bisman Hazeh Afilu Bimei Ezra. Bisman Hazeh doesn't mean Bisman Hazeh after the year 70, after the Churban by Sheni. The Rambam says Bisman Hazeh means Afilu Bimei Ezra. In the beginning of the Kedusha Shnei, it was only the Rabbanan. Why was it only the Rabbanan? So the Rambam says, because there wasn't the Bias Kulchem. Because when they came back from Golas Bavel, hardly anybody showed up. A very small percentage of the people. And in order to be Chayv in Trumas and Maisus, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle it is. In order to have Shemitah Menatar, you have to know that the Shemitah is going to lead up to a Yovel. And the Gemara says, in order to have Yovel, you have to have Kol Yashvehu Aleho. You have to have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz, which they never had. By Sheni, they never had. Now we're getting close to it. But for so many years, we didn't have. So that's what the Rambam says. Shumas, the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Labai Nafkamina, the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. The Chiyav to give Leket, Shikha, Peya, Peret, all of us, all the Matan Sanim, that's the Raisa. Because that is now Locha. That doesn't depend on which year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So the Matan Sanim that nobody gives, so that's the Raisa of Bisman Hazeh. And the Trumas and Maisa, that's only the Rabbanim. Because Trumas and Maisa depends what year of the Shemitah cycle is it. It can't be Mafrish from the first year on the second year, from the second year on the first year. Yep. Aseret Asa is called to us, Arachiyet Asa, the Shona Shona. Every year you have to say, you have to know what year do the Peres belong to. What year of the Shemitah cycle? There's only Shemitah, the Raisa, if it can lead up to Yovel. Yovel you're not going to have. Because the Pasuk says, that's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell, engraved on, across from Dror Baris, L'chol Yashvel, that should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara said, what do you mean to all its inhabitants? It's not Shekol Yashvel Aleo. If all the Jewish, the world Jewish population lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael enhance the Kedusha. If you have Eretz Yisrael by itself and the Jews live in America, so the Kedusha Saritz is incomplete. So that's what the Rambam says. Atrumas v'maisis bizman hazeh doesn't mean after the Churban Bayis Sheni, after the year 70. He writes, afilu b'mei Ezra. That's called bizman hazeh. It's only the Rabbanan, because the roiv of the world Jewish population didn't return back to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The psukim say how many people. Millions of Jews remained behind in Bavel, and 40,000, 43,000 or something moved back to Eretz Yisrael. So since there was no Yovel, so the Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, because Shemitah is only the Raisa, leads up to Yovel. You don't have Shemitah, the Raisa, you don't have Trumas and Maisus, because Trumas and Maisus depends on which year of the Shemitah cycle it is.
With a lot of people making Aliyah, what's going to be, let's say, in 10 or 15 years, most of the Jews will be there?
No, I don't think they're there yet. They keep on writing in the newspaper that we're soon going to reach the point of 51% of the world Jewish population will live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in Erchen, the end of Erchen, Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara has this idea from the Pasuk, the Gemara says, and maybe if all the world Jewish population lives in Eretz Yisrael, but they're all intermingled, you don't have Shevet Yisachar living separately, Shevet Zvulun living separately, Shevet Binyamin living separately. So the Gemara says, that's not called Kol Yashvei Aleh. It's only called Kol Yashvei Aleh. Everybody knows what Shevet they belong to, and all the Shvatim are living separately in their sections. The Kohanim and the Levim know what Shevet they belong to. The Bnei Yisachar, his Rebbe told him he was from Shevet Yisachar, Chassidish Rebbe. So his Rebbe told him he's from Shevet Yisachar. The Chalaps claim that they're descendants from the Malchus Beis David, so they're from Shevet Yehuda. That's about all. I don't know. Everybody else, we don't know what Shevet we belong to. So the Gemara says that's not called
Yehuda.
Huh?
Most of us should be Yehuda.
But you have all the Shvatim all blended in.
They certainly Shvatim, then Shvatim were taken away by
Yeah, but everybody's, but there's a little bit from all the Shvatim blended in. So no one knows what Shevet they come from. Nobody knows.
Till
Eliyahu, I know he's going to come, and the Pasuk says in Tanakh, he's going to identify Baruch HaKadosh, what Shevet everybody belongs to. That's the role of Eliyahu Navi. That says in Tanakh, he will identify every individual person, what Shevet he belongs to. So then the Shvatim will live separately, the way it's supposed to be, don't know why it's supposed to be like that. We're so used to integrated neighborhoods, so we think everything has to be integrated. And the Chazal holder should not be integrated. You should have this shevet should live here and that shevet should live there. That's what it says in the Gemara.
You have the Yemenites, the Moroccans, the Ashkenazim. It's hard.
Similar, yeah, the Shvatim, like Shvatim. Yeah. So Nachman, so the Gemara says, Upliga the Rabbi Loza. Who's Pliga? Rab Nachman before is Pliga. Rab Nachman on the top line, Achavav and Manalev, claims that the whole Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah Nachachamim, and the Mishnah in Maisris is only Lacha Shechmetz. Koidim Shechmetz, everybody agrees that it's Mayim. Lacha Shechmetz, so our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yudah, that Lacha Shechmetz is Dina Kir Yayin. Koidim Shechmetz, Lachola Deizna. So that's in disagreement with Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says, Hakal Moidim, the Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbanon, is only Koidim Shechmetz. Lacha Shechmetz, the Olig, Emarfish Molam, and Mokam Acheron, Kain Hechmetz. If Hechmetz is Vada Yayin, and then you can be Mafrish from Yayin on Temet, from Temet on Yayin. It's Mamish Yayin Minatoira. I say Minatoira. It could be that all of Chumus and Mises, Bisman is Ezmed Rabbanon. But the principle over here that Temen Mishachmetz is Yayin, this principle is their eyes. Maybe all of our Parshas Maisris, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch like that Rambam. The Rambam passing like the Rambam. All Chumas and Maisris is only the Rabbanan.
Is there no concern that the value of the Temen is probably much less than that of the real wine?
Right? You have different kinds of wines. Some wines are much more expensive. Some wines cost over $100 a bottle. Other wines are very elementary, plain old wine, yeah. So a lot of wines are different. But wine is wine. It's all considered the min echad. So the temet also, even that's much less valuable, but the temet b'shechmetz is dina ki yayin. So Rab Loza says, Hakam moedim shem arfishim, Rab Yudah and the Rabbanon all agree, arfishim adam imokam acheron ken hechmetz. If hechmetz is dina ki yayin vaday, and you can be marfish mizeh al zeh. Kasava, his opinion obviously is in disagreement with Rab Nachman. Kasava b'lai hechmetz machlekes. The ganza machlekes have yudin rabbanon. If matzah kedei midasa, whether the temen is dina ki yayin or dina ki mayim, is only kodim shechmetz. Va'akam amachay Rab Yudah alaminei be. Yudah has a chumra mid rabbanon. You should be mafresh the temed minei be. You shouldn't be mafresh from wine on temen or temen on wine, because it's going to be minapot ralachiv. Avol mayal malah. You shouldn't be mafresh from real yayin onto temet. The masala frush melachiv alapat manapat alachiv. Rabbi Yudah Shita is kaidim shehechmetz. The temet is dinik yayin is only a chumre, probably midirabbanan meikre din is not chayiv, and you shouldn't be mafresh from yayin on it. But lacha shehechmetz, then they all agree that's minatora, that's dinik yayin mamish. So Rabbi Lozer is clearly in disagreement. Rabbi Nachman, he said just the reverse. He said, Kodim Shechmetz, nobody holds Mamish water, no one holds Dina Kiyayin. Alacha Shechmetz is only Rabbi Yudah holds it as Dina Kiyayin. What's another difference between Yayin and Mayim? We had, the Mishnah has two differences. You can only purchase Peiros with my Sushani money. You can only purchase, you can't purchase water. Has to be Prima Privi Gedulei Karka. Water is Oichal, but it's not Gedulei Karka. You can't purchase salt, you can't purchase mushrooms, not Gedulei Karka. Yeah, can't purchase fish. Yeah. So the Mishnah has two differences, but there's Dina Ki Yayin and Dina Ki Mayim. Gimelu Gimayim Shuv and Pasal the Mikveh is only Mayim. If it's made Peiros, it wouldn't pass on the Mikveh. So Kodim Shechmetz is Dina Kimayim, so the din would apply Gimel Ugamayim Shuvim. And Lacha Shechmetz is Dina Kiyayin, then you can purchase Mois Maisa Sheni. Then there's another difference between Yayin and May Peiros, and Rashi explains this on the top of Ambestis. Every time the Gemara has a din, Rashi goes through the whole Chad Gadya all over there. Rashi always has it. There are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tuma, Od Mekelim Ochlim Mashkim. So Od Mekelim have tara b'mikveh. Not all the kelim, if it's kli cheres has no tara b'mikveh, but basically other normal kelim, kli shetev have a tara b'mikveh. We call it a kli shetev because you can, lishtof means to rinse it off, to wash it, you can be toivel it in the mikveh, so it'll become tor. So we had a din, the Gemara we learned, when we learned the end of Erevin, next to the last half in Erevin, so the Gemara says, kol she'in la tara b'mikveh, ein anasa av hatumah. Odom kelim can become an av hatumah if it's an oil ha'meis, But if it's a klicheris and oil amesin, since the klicheris has not tar mikveh, so the mace is avi avois atumeh. When the tumeh is transmitted, the one who, the odd mikelim, should become an afatumeh. But if it's a klicheris, then it's only going to become a rishon atumeh. It won't become an afatumeh, because kol davar shein tar mikveh, ein nasa afatumeh. What if you have an oil amesin, the mace is avi avois, what if you have ochlum amashkim? Ochlum amashkim amakabal tumeh, but they have no tar mikveh. So the mace is avi avois, and when the tumah is transmitted from the mace to the ochel mamashkim and the oil amace, you jump two levels lower. Ochel mamashkim cannot become avatum because they're not tar b'mikveh, so they'll become a rishon l'tumah. In fact, Rashi, Akasha, all over in Shas, Rashi goes through this argument. But water has tefillah b'mikveh. If you have water that's tumah, so you can do hashoka. If you have a cup of water, the water is tumah. So if you lower the water below the surface of the, if you have a mikveh and you table the water in the mikveh and the water of the mikveh will be connected to water in the cup, that's called hashoka, so the water will become tahar. So you see that water has tahar in the mikveh, so maybe water should be able to become an avatumah. We say ochel mamashkin can never become an avatumah, called davar shein lo tahar in the mikveh and nas avatumah, but water has tahar in the mikveh. So Rashi always explains the same pshat. He says hashoka for water in the mikveh is not a din tefillah b'mikveh, it's midin zriya. So he says, let's say you have an apple that became tomei, and you plant the apple in the ground, and it takes root. Once it takes root, it's no longer tomei. And then the tree that grows from that apple, everything will be tar. So that's a din. If something is growing on a tree, it's mechuba lekarka, it's not mekabel tumah. Even if something was mekabel tumah, then you plant it, you do zriya, once it takes root in the ground, so it's mechuba lekarka cannot become tomei, can not only not become tumah, it cannot retain tumah, even if it had tumah before. Once he has zriya, it becomes tar. And there's a pasuk in Navi that speaks about zarei mayim al panei chutzos, that when you pour water onto a puddle of water, you have a mikveh, and you pour some water in, so that's referred to in biblical Hebrew as zriya, zarei mayim al panei chutzos. So just like if you take an apple that's a potato that's tumah, and plant it in the ground and it takes root, so the tumah on the potato disappears. It vanishes into thin air. So to over here, if you have water that's tumah, and you connect it with a mikveh, it's not midin tefillah, but mikveh, it's midin zriya. Midin zriya. So all ochel mamashkim have no tara b'mikveh. And even though there is a din of hashoka by water, that's not midin tefillah b'mikveh. Rashi repeats this many times in Shas. That's why the Chasam Sefer had a chumrah. How do we do hashok? We do hashok, we're not interested in making water that's tumah into water that's tumah. We're interested if you have maim she'uvim. If you have maim she'uvim, and you want to remove the psul she'uvim, so if you roll it on the ground, you'll do hamshoch gimel trocham agabi karka, so that's only good for the din of gimel ugin maim she'uvim. But we're machmer shuvishim shechua kula, if the whole mikveh consists of maim she'uvim, and you did hamshocha and all the aboim saw, so we're machmer like that tan in the Mishnah that's not valid. If the whole mikveh, not only gimelugim, the whole mikveh is based on hamshocha, it's no good. So what if you have the whole mikveh is maim shuvim? Is there any way to correct it? So we do it all the time like that. We have two boros. We have one bor which consists of rainwater that came down from the rooftop. No maim shuvim over there. Then if you're going to have people be tovel on that mikveh, if the five people are going to be terrible, the water is going to be filthy, so it's going to be dirty water. So you're going to have to empty out all the water. Then it doesn't rain every day, so you can't fill up the mikveh the next day. It may not rain for a couple of weeks. So you have two mikvehs, one next to the other. So one mikveh, you have rainwater that sits there for a whole year long. Then the other mikveh, you pour in tap water. So the tap water, we are concerned that maybe the pipes that bring the water from the reservoir to your home, maybe the pipes were constructed in such a way that it's chakoko u'debesof kivo'o. If you have pipes that have a base kibul that can hold, if you have a pipe that's sideways and the water goes in one end and out the other, that doesn't have a base kibul. So that doesn't make maim shuvim. But sometimes the pipes are constructed in such a way that it does have a base kibul. Even though it's mechuba lekark, whatever is mechuba lekark, it's not called a kli. So how can you talk about maim shuvim? So the Gemara has a din. The Gemara Bava Basra has a din. Bava Kama, the Gemara has a din. If chakoko with the besof kibo, it had a tzuras hakli beodo tolush, it had a base kibol before you attached it to the ground. If you have, let's say, you carved out in the ground, you have a piece of wood attached to the ground, and then you carve out a kli kibul in the piece of wood. That's called kiva'u v'lebesov ha'kokai. So there's no din kli ha'muchu v'lekark, but if the thing already had a tzuris ha'kli, had a base kibul bodo tolush, and then v'lebesov kiva'u, then you attach it to the ground. So the Gemara says it will have a din of ma'im shuv when the water goes in. So we're always chayshesh, maybe from the time the water went from the reservoir to the mikveh, to the building where the mikveh is, maybe the water went through some pipes that had a tzura of a base kibul before they attached it to the ground. So maybe all the water that comes through the tap is ma'im shuvim. So what you do is you fill up one mikveh with water from the tap that's ma'im shuvim, and then you use that mikveh, and then you make hashokeh to the board that's right next to it. You open up the plug that connects the two mikvahs. That's also hashokeh. So this mikveh is good. And then ten people use the mikveh tonight, it's going to be dirty. People tomorrow don't want to be talking. So you emptied out all the water, and then tomorrow you fill it again and you do another hashokeh. Every time you do hashokeh. So we do hashokeh, not so much, we're not interested in removing the tumah from the water. Everybody's told me today, we're interested in removing the psul of ma'im shuvim from the water. So the Chasam Sefer is yadua, the Chasam Sefer has a tshuveh, he has a chumrah, that since hashokeh, how does hashokeh work? So Rashi explained this, midin zriya. So how do you plant something? You take a potato and you put it on top of the ground like this. It's not going to grow. You have to dig up a little bit, put it in the ground. You have to have ofer milamayla, milamato, midala ruchas, on all six sides, on all northeast, southwest, and on top and on bottom. So some sefer came up with such a chumra that whenever you want to do hashokeh, hashokeh is midin zriya. That's why Rashi hacks every time hashokeh comes up. Rashi always gives this arichas of an explanation. So he says midin zriya. So it's no good if you have a bor next to a bor and you have a pipe being mechaber. You have to take a pipe, attach it to the faucet where the tap water comes, and have the tap water go in the middle of it. You have a mikveh of the rainwater that came down from the rooftop, and you have to have the ma'im shuvim come into the middle of the mikveh with the ma'im ksherim. And then it's called zriya. You have kosher of water on top and on bottom on all four sides, and then you add this water, but you don't want to be tovel in that mikveh. So you keep on filling up that mikveh with more tap water until it's going to reach a certain point and it's going to overflow into the next bor next to it. So that's called Zriya. So that's the Chumra from the Chasam Sefer. That rather than have Hashokeh bor next to a bor, what kind of Zriya is that? When you plant, you don't plant next to the offer, you have to plant in the middle of the offer. So that's the Chiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's against all the Mishnayos, it's against all the Tosefta's. The Chasam Sefer never meant to say that that's the only way to make Zriya. He meant to say this is also... That's not what it says in the Chasam Sefer. Moshe didn't like it. So he says it's against all the Mishnah. There's no need for that. But the Hungarians, they insist, Dafke, you got to do Dafke Zriya. So if you got to do Zriya, it's going to pose a problem. Let's say you have the rainwater filled up the one bor. And it has a boim saw. Then you turn on the faucet, and you have a hose, and the end of the hose ends in the middle of this mikveh with the kosher water. And then you did Zriya, so everything becomes Maim Ksherim, and then it reaches a certain point, it's going to overflow into the, it's going to be a hole, a pipe, it's going to overflow into the next one. But that's going to take a lot of the rainwater with it. A lot of the 40 saw of rainwater is going to go over into the other bore. Huh? Once it's kosher, it remains kosher. And then tomorrow you're going to do again Zriya. Every night, after people, the 10 women are going to be toivel in this bore, so you're going to empty out all the water, you're going to take the hose again tomorrow, and fill in this, but we're going to keep on. So after a couple of days, sure, you're not even going to have a rive, you're not even going to have 21 saw of the original water. So that's a Mishnah in Mikvos. Nasan saw, v'natal saw. Have a mikveh, the Mishnah goes on, make peiris. Mishnah says like this, I have a mikveh with 40 saw of water, and then I take white wine, and I pour a saw of white wine into the mikveh of 40 saw of water. So what's the problem? It didn't change the color of the mikveh, and you have 40 saw of water, no problem. Then I take out one saw of water. So the one saw of water that I'm going to let out is going to be a mixture. 1/41 is going to be wine, and all the rest is going to be water. So after doing this a few times, I'm not going to have any more 21 saw of water. I'm going to have, Reuven is going to be made Paris over there. So the Mishnah says, Nasan saw v'natal saw. I poured a saw of meperis in. Then I let out a saw of water which has a mixture of water and meperis in it. So if you do that a few times, ad rubai. If you did it enough times that you're not convinced that you have left 21 saw of water, then the whole mikveh is no good. So the original Mishnah only says, I made peiris. Does it make sense to apply this to mayim she'uvim? Have a mikveh of 40 saw of mayim k'sherim. Then I pour in mayim she'uvim, then I let out some of the water, then I pour in more mayim she'uvim. So the pashtus is, it doesn't make any sense to apply that rule to mayim she'uvim. Mayim shuvim, once you put it into the kosher mikveh, so you had hashokah, so it's not mayim shuvim anymore, so everything is kosher lamahadrit. So it loses its status of mayim shuvim. The made peiris doesn't become mayim, the made peiris remains peiris, remains made peiris. So the pashtus is, it doesn't make sense that mishnah, nosan sov and otta sov is only good, ad rubai, only makes sense by made peiris, doesn't make sense by mayim shuvim. So as it happens to be, the Rambam and the Ravid both hold that it applies to made to Maim Shuvim also. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah and the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid wrote a separate sefer on the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. He has a whole section out about Hilchos Mikvos. So if the Ravid should disagree with the Rambam, should have disagreed with this Rambam. Because the Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Why should the din of Nasan Sov and Otah Sov apply with respect to Maim Shuvim? Once you pour in the Maim Shuvim into the kosher and mikveh, becomes Hashok, it becomes all kosher. It isn't Maim Shuvim anymore. The Rambam doesn't make any sense. And not only the Raibah doesn't masig, the Raibah and the Balei Nefesh says the same. So Mikra Din, we don't pass like that. Mikra Din in Shulchan Aruch says that the Din of Nasan Saw and Otah Saw only applies to May Peris, does not apply to Maim Shuvim, because it just doesn't make any sense. But the Shach says you should be choshish for the Rambam and the Raibah. You should be choshish for the Rambam and the Raibah. So that's the problem over here. If you're going to be Machma like the Chasam Sofer, that you have to have dafkizriya, so that's what everybody does now. So they don't just fill up one board, they fill up with megashamim from the rooftop, and the other board they fill up with the tap water, and they connect it. No, everybody's machmer for the chasam sefer. So they have the water go by hose into the middle of the kosher mikveh. The water level rises till it reaches a certain point. You have more than memso in the mikveh, and then it overflows into the next bar and shoyt. But then if you do that a few times, you no longer have memso. That's nasan sov and atal sov. By Maim Shuvim, the Shach says he should be machmer for the Rambam and the Ravid. So what do you do? So those all over the world, see, the Hungarian Rabbanim were the ones, they made like a monopoly. They are in charge of all the mikvahs in the world. Used to be a prominent Hungarian rabbi. He passed away already years ago. He used to go over the world and passel all the mikvahs. He used to go to Australia and England and Europe and everything. He used to passel all the mikvahs. And he wrote many tzvarim, Hilchos Mikvahs. So they always wanted all the Hungarian chumas, all the chasam sofer chumas. So, and that's why all the mikvahs cost five times as much as it should cost, because you have all these chumas. So it's lo maspik, it's not sufficient to have two boroughs, you have to have three boroughs. What's the third borough? So you have two boroughs where you have rainwater. So one bor with the rainwater from the roof, that stays there, liyan avod. And the other bor with the rainwater, we put the hose into that one. And the water flows over, when it reaches its home, flows over into the third bor. That's the bor hatfilo. So, but after a couple of times, it's going to be nasan sov and otah, so you no longer have 21 saw of mayim k'sherim. So you fall back on the normal hashokah that everybody does. You're going to make hashokah with the bor that has the mei gishamim from the rooftop that never changed. Mikra din, that's good. The whole chasam sofer was only a chumrah. So every mikveh costs way more than it should, because you have three boroughs instead of two. Everything is with chumras. Yeah.
Don't they overflow with hamshacha too?
Yes. They throw them, that's Rav Meir Arik threw that in. You should have hamshacha also. You should have hamshacha also, because there was an opinion, shuvashim shechu kula, is also good. An opinion in Tanoim and the Mishnah in Tmura, an opinion in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Goyim held like that. That Hamshacha is good even after the whole mikveh is Maim Shuvim. Yeah. So they throw in as many chumras as possible. But in Hungary, this is now that the Jews are very wealthy. In Hungary, they didn't have three boroughs. In Hungary, they had two boroughs. They had one borough where the Megashamim fell in from the rooftop. And then they opened the faucet into that, and the water overflowed into the Borat Tvila. And then it would be Nasan Sov and Atal Sov. So they were maker, like it says in Yeridaya, against the Rambam and against the Raven. So the Shaila is it good or not? So the one of the Achrayim has, one of the Chassidish Achrayim has a tshuva. He writes about this. Is the mikveh good or not? So he says, obviously the mikveh is good. The din is not like the Rambam and the Raven Vaharaya, because the Gemara says that if a woman doesn't observe the laws of Nida and she has children, the children will be chatzufim. So we see that the Jews in Hungary and Galicia who followed the Chassam Sofer, the children are not chasufim. So it's a right that the mikveh is good. That's the right that the mikveh is good. That's what he starts off, the tshuva. And then he says, but in the Olam HaEmes, they have a yeshiva, and the people who die go to learn, those who are interested go learn in the yeshiva Shalmaila. The Rambam has his own yeshiva, and he doesn't allow any of those children to learn in his yeshiva. So the Minchas Yitzchak has a whole tshuva to try to knock sense into this. Did he say it is good, it's not good? So first he says, it must be the mikveh is good. We don't pass like the Rambam and the Raven. They're wrong. The Rambam and the Raven are wrong. That's the Samarat. This only applies to May Paris, doesn't apply to Maim Shuvim. Shine. But then he says in the second half of this tshuva, but in the Olam HaEmes, the Rambam has his own yeshiva, and he won't allow the Bnei Hanida, according to his opinion, this is Apostle of Mikveh, he won't allow them to join to learn in his base matters. So did they say it is good or it's no good? I mean, Hasi Yitzchak is all tshuva, he tries to make sense out of it.
Doesn't Balatanya
used to have, they used to fill up a mikveh with water, megishamim, and then they used to put a board, they had memso on the bottom, then they put a board on top of it with a hole that's big enough to make hashoka between the water above and below, and then they would get more megishamim on top. So then they would do the zriya of the nasan sovin, they would do the zriya of the chasam sefer on the upper mikveh, it wouldn't affect the water below. They had this big plank of wood separating between the water above and the water below, and the water below remained there forever. For 100 years, for 300 years, the water remained forever. They found mikvahs now, the Babylonian mikvahs in Europe, that still have the water. It still has the water from 200 years ago. It still has the water on the bottom. So the Divrei Chaim wrote a lot. He wrote a separate sefer on mikvahs. So the Divrei Chaim said that such a mikvah is puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because it's a din of the Gemara, Natsik, we learned in Gittin, when we learned Gittin together. So the Gemara has a din, Natsik va katafir sein achibur. Let's say you have a kosher, a mikveh, you have a mikveh on the side of a mountain, you have two mikvahs on the side of a mountain, and one of them has arboim so, one of them doesn't have arboim so. Or they both have arboim so, one of them is maim shuvim, one of them is maim ksher. And the two mikvahs are connected because there's rainwater flowing down the side of the mountain that collects. So that's called katafris. Natsik for katafis means the water that's connecting the upper mikveh with the low mikveh on the sides of the mountains is flowing water. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Natsik for katafis ain't a chibur. And if the mikveh doesn't have memsoa, even though it's connected with the mikveh that does have memsoa, or they both have memsoa, but this one is maim shuvim, that one is maim sherim, that's not a valid hashoka. Natsik for katafis is not a chibur. So everybody learns pshat, Natsik for katafis means because it's zoichlim, because the water is moving. So the Divrei Chaim says no. Notzva katafis means that a chibur is only if it's horizontal. If it's vertical, it's not acceptable. So the Balatanya's hashoka wants bora gabi bor. Balatanya's hashoka was a bora gabi bor. So the Divrei Chaim holds that that's no good. So the Babichu all over the world, they insist on making a mikveh like the Alter Rebbe described in the Kuntra Sachrin. In the end, the Alter Rebbe wrote a Shulchan Aruch Harav. So in the end of Yerideya, he has one page how to make a mikveh in one easy lesson. So he says you make a bor gabi bor. So all over the world they say they throw him in. The Divrei Chaim says that it's possible. It's a shvera Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim wrote a whole sefer on mikvahs. He has a lot to say, but this one is difficult. Pashto says that natsik katav zayin achibur is not because it's vertical as opposed to horizontal. It's not halacha. The hashoka has to be horizontal. One a bor eitzel bor. Nothing wrong bor gabi bor. It's natsik katav is moving. That's why it's no good. Because Zoichlim is not a mikveh, so that's why it can't be a chibah.
What force does Alter Rebbe to say that it should be bor gabi bor as opposed to side by side?
I already forgot. What did he gain? I forgot already. So he gained something in Metzius. It solved some kind of a problem.
Could you explain it was easier to make? He's trying to make it easier to make. paper was so easy to do.
Yeah, that's one thing, but he solved another problem also. I forgot already once. Yeah. So Lubavitcher will always be makbid. They want to have like the Alter Rebbe said. Okay, good for them. Yeah. So here the din is that Hashoke only works Zareh Mayim al Pnei Chutzah. So if you have Mayim that's Tomei and you connect it, you lower it below the surface of the water in the mikveh, and the water inside, the Tomei Dika water in the cup is connected with the water in the mikveh, then for a second, then I take it out, so the Hashoke will remove the Tumah of the Mayim. But if you have a cup of wine or a cup of milk and it's Tomei, and then you learn a mikvah, Hashoka doesn't help on May Paris or anything else. Because Hashoka is based on Zriya, and the Pasuk Genovi only says, V'zerei mayim al pnei chutzas. We don't understand why it's Zriya. Zriya means that you plant a potato, you plant an orange in the ground, and it takes root. Here, nothing is taking root. So nonetheless, the Pasuk uses that verb, V'zerei mayim. It only works on mayim. So that's what the Gemara says on the last line on Chavav and Menalef. Tana Rabbanu Mehavah Brais. HaTemid Ad Shelo Hechmitz is Dina Kemayim. The Mishnah says Temid Kodesh Achim is Dina Kemayim. So the din is Meshika Memayim. You can do Hashoka. If the Temid became Tomei, you can do Hashoka because water, Hashoka is good on water. You do Hashoka, removes the tumor. What about Misha Hechmitz after the ready has this spunky flavor to it, like it tastes like wine, so it's Dino Kipri, so then it's like May Paris, then Hashoka will not help. Hashoka only works on Maim, it doesn't work on May Paris. So Rabbi throws in a monkey wrench, and the Gemara throws out his monkey wrench. They don't like his Chumah. Oh my Rabbi came up with the Chiddush, Lo Shonu Elo, the Braisa that says that Temed, you can do Hashoka, Achelo Hechmitz, the kula only applies. I use tahar dika water to soak the grapes in it, and then later on the water became nitma. Avol tmei meikara. If melchatchila took tomi dika water and I soaked the grapes in the water, so to begin with it was tomi before you even began. Tmei meikara like. So that you don't say that Kodim Shechmetz is Dina Kemayim and you can do Hashok. That's not acceptable. It doesn't make any sense. Why should it make a difference? Also, Rav Gebeim Beikosel, one of the Amorim from a certain city went, Amor Lishmaita Kaimei the Rav Ashi, he told the Rav to another Amor. And I give back to Akasha, I don't understand. Maishin Tmei Meikor Adeloi, why is it if the water that you began with was Tomei before you soaked it in the grapes? That Hashoka doesn't help. Why? The Amina Nai did the Maya Yakiri. Because the water is heavier. The water is heavier than what? Water is heavier than the grapes. Yakiri means heavy.
Water is denser than alcohol.
Denser than?
Alcohol.
This means that you had the alcohol already. I don't know. I did the Maya Yakiri. The water is heavy. Shachne Tatoi. Uperikof imilel. What do you mean peri? Peri means the juice that's going to come out is going to flow to the top. Veloka salka lahu hashoka lemaya. He says, what's the reason why one can distinguish over here to say that hashoka doesn't help? When you do hashoka, you have the cup full of liquid that's tomei, and then you lower it into the mikveh just for a second. So the water of the mikveh is touching the tap water over here for a second, and then you pull it out. So once you have Hashoka for a second, so the tumor goes off. So if you have water is going to be heavier than the juice that's coming out from the grapes, so the cup that's going to have the temed, kaidim shechmetz, cup that's going to have the temed in it, so the top layer is going to be the juice, not going to be the water. So that's why Hashoka doesn't help, because the water in the mikveh is just linking up with the juice on top. Uperikof mileh velokas halkalahu Hashoka lamaya. Hashoka, you never connected the water on the bottom with the meha mikveh. Only the juice on the top was connected with the meha mikveh. Ihochi, so it should be the same tahorim of the besof nitmo nami. Even if you use tahodika water to make the temed, and then a little juice came out, but it's not enough juice that it should turn the whole thing, it should be mishahechmetz. It's temen kodim shahechmetz, so it's dina kemayim. So also Hashoka shouldn't help, because when you lower it below the surface of the mikveh, The mikveh water is only connected, only touching the top layer of the water over here. The top layer of the water is going to be the juice. Ella, the answer is, why is it if it was tohar, if I made the temet with tohar dika water, and then later on nitmu, he said the hashaka is good. Why? The answer is because mevalbalei, everything gets mixed up together, and it is a valid hashaka. So he says, achanami mevalbalei, what's the difference if he started off with tohar dika water in the first place? To make the temet, it's going to be the same thing. Everything will mix in together, and it is a good hashaka. So he doesn't agree with what Rava said. Rava thought, the second line from the top, that it should make a difference. The temen kodim shehechmetz is dina kemayim. You can do ashoka is only if you use tardik water. If you use tamidik water to begin with, it's no good. And the Gemara rejects it. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether you started with tamidik water or tardik water.
They don't entertain the mayim. You could.
What?
They don't entertain that the may perish for 7 years comes in time.
He says, even if it is true that the little bit of juice is going to float to the top, but everything is going to be mixed in together, so it's all dina kemayim. Everything, yeah, you don't call it mei peiros. The rov is going to be the water. The rov is going to be the water. So since it's all mixed in together, it's bottled. The mei peiros is bottled rov, so the whole thing is dina kemayim. Okay. The rest of the Mishnah is going to be vayta. This is all, they want to preserve the Torah Shabbat Peh. So they presented it in such a way to cover a variety of halachas here. Okay, we'll learn it next week. Beginning of Parshas Hamor, there's the famous din in the Gemara. The children only have to observe the mitzvahs after bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, menator, they don't have to observe mitzvah. There's a din of chinuch, menator, the parents, and matamaras as benechem, parents have to tell the children, teach them all the dinim and tell them, now you can eat all the chaza you want, but after bar mitzvah, you have to keep Shabbos, and you have to keep kosher, and you can't eat chaza. So that's menat Torah. The parents have a chiyuv chinuch to teach the children, but they don't have to force them not to eat kosher. And then there's a din with the rabbanim, mitam chinuch. The parents shouldn't allow the children to be machal Shabbos now. They shouldn't allow the children to eat treifas now. Yeah. So that's only with the rabbanim. Chinuch, when the kotan is a gil chinuch, that's only a din with the rabbanim, that you have to train them now. You shouldn't violate the laws of the Torah. But the Gemara has the beginning of Parsha Samar, Malako and Amarto Alem. Why does it say twice? Emma Amarto. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara in the end of Yivamis, Perikherish, Lazik Dorna Malaktanim, that Lahachila Biyadaim you're not allowed to. Let's say an Ashes Kohen or a Kohenis wants to go to a funeral and she has a little baby boy. She has a little baby boy and her husband is a Kohen. So the baby boy is a Kohen. So Kohenis is permitted to go to be Metamel Mason. Only Bnei Aharon and Bnei Saharon. So Kohenis is allowed to be Metamel Mason, but if she has a little baby boy, the baby boy is an infant. He doesn't know anything about anything. He doesn't know what's going on. He's not aware of anything that's happening. So you can't say Midin Chinuch. It's not a Din Chinuch. He's not here Gil Chinuch. He doesn't understand anything about anything. But that the mother should take him to the funeral to be Metamel B'Yadayim, so that's also that let's say a baby doesn't understand, an infant doesn't understand anything about kashrus, but you have to buy kosher food for the baby. You can't give the baby non-kosher baby food because that's lachila biyadayim. You can't give him chazer, can't give him treifas. Also lachila biyadayim. There's even a machlekes on Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch had such a svar that on Yom Kippur everybody feeds the babies. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you're not allowed to feed a baby on Yom Kippur unless there's a sofek sakana. Baby's going to scream his head off. But there's no sofek sakana. Unless it's going to scream so much, it'll ruin his lungs. Okay? It'll ruin his voice. So once you think there's a sofek sakana, you're allowed to feed him. Otherwise, you're not allowed to feed the baby. So the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosher writes that there was some Hasidim Anshei Maisa in the days of the Bali Atesvis who thought like the Minchas Chinuch, and the Rabbi Natam writes that it's dead wrong. The Gemara said beferish that this din osa lachila biyadayim doesn't apply whenever it's hainu revise. But let's say a baby has a cold, so you buy the baby triminic, and triminic has a treif ingredient in it. So an adult after bar mitzvah probably shouldn't take triminic. But if a little baby who's lo higil lachinach, you don't say osa lachila biyadayim. That's how you have to take care of the babies. The Gemara says on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to wear leather shoes. A little baby, you're going to tell a baby, you're going to take away the leather shoes from the baby. So if you have sneakers to put on, so put on sneakers. But if you have no sneakers, so the baby's going to hurt his feet, then he's not going to have leather shoes. So whatever the Gemara says, whatever is Hainu Revise. In the days of Gemara, they used to bathe the babies every single day. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't do that anymore. Unless the baby is dirty. Sometimes the baby's dirty every day. But if the baby is not dirty every day, so we don't bathe the baby every day. So it says in the Gemara, since in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby every day, so he permitted to bathe the baby on Yom Kippur also. It's also Lachil B'Yadayim. And the Rechitza is one of the Chamisha Inuim. So the Gemara says, Haini Revise, since that's normal in raising babies, so that's the way you do. So Rabbi Natam says that this Chomer is ridiculous, that you shouldn't feed a baby on Yom Kippur till he's screaming on top of his lungs and it's a suffix Hakana. That's normal when you raise babies. You give them food, you give them a lot of food during the course of the day. So that Chomer doesn't apply. So there's such a din, and the Gemara learns out from this pasuk, from the other two psukim, that it applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. Osa Lachila B'Yadayim. Even if the cotton is lohigil chinuch and is not yet a din of chinuch, but lachila biyadaim, to feed biyadaim the baby, that you're not allowed, even kodim shehigil chinuch. So the pasuk says in Aseres Adibros regarding Shabbos, lasasa kamalocha ato avincha v'itecha avducha v'ameschcha v'hemtecha v'gerach asher b'sharecha. So Rashi Achumish quotes from the Mechilta. Why does it say bincha v'itecha? Bincha v'itecha, if they're after bar mitzvah, they're ato. When the Torah says Lasaska Malocha Ata, doesn't only mean the people who are present in Har Sinai. It means all the Jews after Bar Mitzvah at Soif Kavaderis. The Torah is speaking to all of us. We're all Ata. So if the Bincha B'Techa after Bar Mitzvah, so that's Ata. So who is Bincha B'Techa before Bar Mitzvah? So before Bar Mitzvah, that's only Chinuch is only Medir Rabbanan. How can it be that it says in Aseres Adibra said there's a din of Chinuch Min HaTorah on Shabbos? So the Mechilta answers, Rashi and Chumash quotes, Mechilta answer means that it's also lachila biyadaim. The adult, the parent, is not allowed to encourage his little baby to turn on the lights or to carry something in Europe that was very common. The chassidim would give their talis and their siddur and the chumash to the young child, and there was no erev, and they would tell the child to carry the talis to shul on Shabbos. So that's what the Mishkan is Yankiv was, a misnagat Mishkan is Yankiv, learned by Rabbi Chaim Voloshina, and he lived in Karlin Stolen, with the Karlin Chassidim. So a lot of his tshuvas are to attack the Chassidim for their practices. He has a whole tshuva that's an Issa Deraisa, to encourage the children to carry the talis to shul on Shabbos. If there's no Erev, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's the Pasuk, Ato Bin Chavitech. Rabbi Chaim used to tumul about that also. They say that once Rabbi Chaim was in Warsaw, Rabbi Chaim was there at the beginning of the 1900s, 100 years ago, most of the people were Hasidim, and they all had the children carry the talis for them. Apparently there was no Erev one Shabbos. Usually there was an Erev in Warsaw. Apparently there was no Erev. So everybody had the children carry the talis, and Rabbi Chaim came to shul, and he didn't wear a talis. He made a whole stir. Everybody asked him, why don't you ask a child? So he said, it's Anisa Deraisa. It's a pasuk. L'asas kamalach ato avin chavitecha. So they asked them, they had a whole conversation. So they asked, what do you need a pasuk? Also, lachila biyadayim by Shabbos, the parents are not allowed to encourage the children. The Gemara learns it out from the three psukim. One is by Tumas Meis. And you have a pasuk by Dama, you have a pasuk by Shrotzim. What do you need an additional pasuk by the Aseres Adibras by Shabbos for? So Rav Chaim explained, Rav Chaim Moise quotes this, he writes on his own, he doesn't quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. So he says, no, I need an additional pasuk by Shabbos that is not just the general isa also lachila biyadayim. If the parent encourages the child to turn on the lights or to carry something, the parent is considered mechal Shabbos b'fras yedina ka'akum. It's a Shabbos dik isa. That's why you need the additional pasuk. So the Esra Chaim said, how did you make kiddush last night? The wine was handled by the balabas. That they all did that. All the chassidim in Warsaw. They all used to encourage the children to do melachas for them, whatever they weren't able to do. So he said, the din only applies, machal Shabbos, b'fras, edina kakum, is only if you know the din. He said, they're so ignorant, they're such amras, they don't know the din. That's b'shegek. No, but it's talking a problem, it's not right. A lot of people think that the child is lohigei l'chinuch, so they want the lights on, they want the lights off, so they pick up the baby next to the light switch, and they encourage the baby to turn on the light, turn off the lights. That's exactly what you're not allowed to do. That's the pasuk in Aseres Adibas. And Rav Chaim even says, Rav Chaim Oizer writes in his Shuvas and Achayezer, it could be the parent who violates that is violating a Shabbos Dikad Din, is Mechal Shabbos Din Ka'akum. If he knows that it's us, otherwise it's a Shoigig, yeah.
So where do we learn out Chinuch D'Oraisa from?
Chinuch D'Oraisa? It says by Avram Avinu, Ki Daitiv, I love him, and Manush Yitzhav is Banu's Besach Lalechas Bederach Hashem Lasset Stoka Mishma. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I love Avraham Avinu because he's mechanech his children to do the right thing. It says in Kriya Shalom, Marta Masal Zberech Meledaberbom. It says many times in the Chumash, you have to teach the children Torah. But the Chinuch Deraisa means, I tell the child, eat all the chaza you want, but after Bar Mitzvah, you can't eat chaza, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. But that he has to be Shem Shabbos now, to keep Tosha now, that's only Chinuch Mederabon. Chinuch Mederabon is to teach him the Dinim. But Shalol Achila Biadam, that's a separate issue.
That's a struggle because tomorrow.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So
I have a shiva.
No, exactly.